And it's time now for a regular segment with Dr. K. Today, Dr. Ranjit Kudali joins us from his office at the University of South Dakota, where he's a chemistry professor. He's also the public relations chair of the Sioux Valley section of the American Chemical Society. Dr. K, thanks for being with us today.
Good afternoon, Kara.
Well, let's start. We're going to talk about graphene. Is that the right way to pronounce it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is a carbon.
It's a one-atom thick carbon material, and it has got amazing properties that has fascinated physicists, chemists, biologists even, and something that has attracted fundamental research and now applied research too.
Okay, so this was something that was discovered back in, 1962, but kind of left alone for a very long time.
Absolutely. So people have observed this material, but they could not really make it or isolate this material. So essentially, one can think of graphene as just one layer of graphite, essentially. So if you have used a pencil or anyone has drawn something using a pencil, well, you have actually made graphene. So all we have to do is, for example, use a scotch tape and just stick it onto the drawing on a piece of paper and lift the scotch tape, and voila, you'll have a layer of graphene.
Really?
Yes. And this is what led to a Nobel Prize for two physicists at the University of Manchester. So it was actually something totally accidental, and they were actually using some scotch tape to just tie together some graphite. And for a number of years, people understood that graphene is one layer of graphite, but had difficulties in trying to isolate it. And that was where these physicists and Andre Geim and Noah Salau found a method by just using a scotch tape and isolating a single layer of graphene. And for their pioneering work, they were awarded the Nobel Prize 6 years after their discovery in 2010.
Wow. So, but let's talk about just how strong graphene is.
Oh, absolutely. So it turns out that supposing we take a stainless steel, a structural steel that is found in buildings, and if we can make that steel into one atom thick, then graphene is expected to be about 100 to a 300 times stronger than steel. And that's simply amazing.
So the problem, though, lies in how to mass produce this, correct?
Absolutely. So if we use this scotch tape method, well, the graphene is going to stick to the scotch tape, and it's not scalable. So the question comes, how do we scale something from a laboratory to mass production? And so there are several methods that scientists are trying to develop and come with. And so essentially what scientists are doing is trying to exfoliate graphite. So graphite are multiple layers of graphene, and you want to selectively have one layer of graphite, which is graphene. And so how do you remove these multiple layers from graphite? And that's exfoliation. So you can think about just like we peel away the dead outer skins from our skin. Mm-hmm. So it's the same process of exfoliation that people are trying to remove these multiple layers of graphite and make them into single or double or triple layers and use it for various applications.
And what is their success?
So so there are two techniques that scientists think that perhaps could be scalable. And one is called a chemical expansion, and another is called a liquid phase exfoliation. So essentially what scientists are trying to do is you have these attractive forces between these multiple layers of these graphene, and you want to actually try to remove these forces that bind these multiple layers. And so what they were interested is to use some exfoliation agents, some chemicals or some molecules that can go in between these layers. So let me step back a little bit. Graphite is a layered material, and it has what is called an interlayer space. So you have layers of these graphene, and in between there is some space or interlayer space, and scientists have been intrigued by the possibility that if we incorporate some chemicals in between these layers, and then if we use some process to exfoliate these layers, then perhaps it could be a potential way to make graphene flakes or single layer of graphite called graphene.
Okay. What would its common use be? What would we use this for?
Well, so let me just illustrate some of the properties of graphene. So it is the first two-dimensional crystal that had been isolated, and that's why the Nobel Prize was awarded. It is the thinnest solid object that one can think. Hence, it is also the lightest, yet I had just mentioned previously that it is stronger, about 300 mm-hmm. times stronger than steel, and it is also, in fact, harder than diamond, which is really amazing when you think about it. Both graphite, graphene, and diamond, they all have only carbon atoms. Yet, this one layer atom thick of carbon that forms these hexagonal-like patterns or a chicken wire pattern is harder, stronger, yet lighter. It is also a better conductor of heat and electricity. So when you put together all these properties, it can be used, it can be incorporated, rather, into composite materials. So you could have airplanes, cars, that have these graphene materials incorporated into them. They would be lightweight, so we could save on fuel, yet it would be mechanically very strong. They are very good conductors of electricity and heat, and so we can think of using them in circuitry in computers, for example. Also, since it's a better conductor of electricity, it can be used in communication devices. It could be actually used as a material in our touch screens. It so happens that graphene is also highly transparent. And so one could think about using graphene on touch screens for our smartphones and tablets.
So they wouldn't break if you dropped them?
Absolutely. But what is also interesting is currently what the material that is commonly used is what is called an indium tin oxide. It is a good conductor, but it's brittle. But then graphene has this amazing property that it is strong, yet it is very flexible and bendable. So one can think of having your tablet or your smartphone that you can roll like a newspaper, perhaps. So flexible electronics is one big area of research where people are trying to make devices that have graphene that are good conductors of electricity, yet it is flexible, it is bendable, and it can be incorporated in a variety of electronic gadgets.
But first, we have to figure out how to mass produce this.
Absolutely. So a recent work in the journal called Chemistry of Materials that is published by the American Chemical Society provides some opportunities for scalable production. So essentially what these scientists actually from China had stumbled upon is to use a chemical and a liquid phase exfoliation, essentially trying to peel away these multiple layers of graphene that are attracted to one another using some chemicals that will go in between these spaces. And then through some complex reactions, what happens is these chemicals, they add an oxide material of chromium oxide, and hydrogen peroxide, which is just a bleaching agent, and it actually generates oxygen gas in situ. So what happens is this oxygen gas forces these graphite layers to peel away from one another, and one can actually get about a thousandfold increase in this exfoliation process. And this is the highest ever that has been reported, and it provides opportunities for scalable preparation of high-quality graphene. The other challenge, Kara, is also that there are other methods that can produce graphene, but it does not lead to a high-quality graphene. It has a lot of defects, and once there are defects, then it cannot conduct electricity or heat, etc., and it loses its mechanical strength.
Okay, Dr. K, we will leave it there, and we look forward to some updates from you as well. I appreciate you being on the program today.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
See you next week.